As we know, two players from the batting team are on the field at any one time. One batter, called the striker, stands at the opposite end of the pitch to the bowler, waiting to receive the ball, while the other batter, the non-striker, is at the bowler's end, ready to run if the striker hits the ball. So the bowler bowls and the striker hits the ball and the batters decide to run. They run to the opposite end of the wicket from where they started and score one run. The non-striker now becomes a striker. If the striker hits the ball far enough, it may be possible to run two, three, or more times between the wickets and score more runs. The batter continues until he is out. When this happens, a new batter comes to join his teammate. In an 11-a-side match, a team will continue to bat until 10 batters are out, since a batter cannot bat on his own.
When Team A, batting first, is all out, then they bowl at Team B to try and prevent them scoring more runs than they did. The winning team will have scored the most runs when both teams have batted and bowled.